Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us with Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's topic is empty bows for the soup kitchen. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are over here at Sharp Fasses Gallery, and I tell you what, I am looking at a beautiful pottery bowl here today, and it's all part of empty bowls for the Greenwood Soup Kitchen. Ah, gee, Norma, this is a great event for the Greenwood Soup Kitchen, isn't it?
My apologies. First off, Ann, I should have filled that with soup, shouldn't I? You shouldn't be looking at an empty bowl.
Well, that's kind of the name of the promotion, though, Empty Bowls, so maybe it is perfect.
Empty Bowls is going extremely well. It's we're just amazed how the Greenwood community has reached out and supported us this year. 2 weeks before the event, we're virtually sold out. We'll talk about a few tickets that we have left, but the Greenwood community, as always, has stepped up and is supporting us unbelievably.
Well, you know, they do come forth for this, and because nobody should be hungry. Nobody should be hungry. The Greenwood Soup Kitchen does so much for our people that are in need of food, and of course, every day you serve some type of soup, right?
Every day, and it's homemade soup. You've had it before.
Absolutely.
Some people say the best soup in town. My apologies to so many restaurants that serve good soup, but it's always homemade, and we make...
I think that might be the difference. Sorry, I said that.
We make between 15 and 20 gallons of soup every day.
Well, you're going to be making a lot of soup coming up here on October 14th. We have today with us Donna Conley, who is the president of GASP. What does GASP stand for, Donna?
That would be Greenwood Area Studio Potters.
Okay.
Most of our potters are in the Greenwood area, but we have some as far away as Augusta now.
Really? Now, your organization has grown. Last year when you did this event, what did you tell me? You had eight?
We had eight potters last year.
And you did 300 bowls.
We did. We did, with a lot of outside help. We had potters who aren't members of GASP who helped us, too. This year we have 26 members of GASP.
And this year you're doing, what, 350 bowls?
That's right.
So this is a tremendous project. Now, we do need to mention that the potters donate these bowls, don't they?
That's correct. Everything is donated, in fact, from the soup to the printing. Self Regional Healthcare does the printing for us. So everything is donated, and everything goes to the soup kitchen.
This is terrific. But still, for potters to come on board, now how many, you've made a lot of bowls here. Now, how many bowls have you made this year, Donna?
Not many. My husband has taken up the slack. Last year I made 100. This year I had shoulder surgery a few months ago and have not been able to do any bowls since April.
Wow.
So my husband's taken up the slack this year. I probably have no more than 20 bowls.
But a lot of people are making 20, 50 bowls?
Yes. Yes, we do. Most of our members, they were asked to do 15, but some of them are doing more than that, some of them less.
You know, this is terrific. This is expensive, isn't it, for the potter? I mean, it really is. How much, these bowls, they sell for anywhere from what kind of price range?
Oh, $10 to $25, depending on the size and the glazing and
this type of thing.
Yes.
So those that come at 5:30. Now, see, this is something we had a problem with last year. I mean, you know, I thought you guys would put all the good bowls out first, and therefore the second and third seatings wouldn't get the choice. But what did you do this year? Or what did you do last year, actually?
Well, we did it last year. We separated the bowls into three groups, and we didn't put out the second group until the first group was already served and seated. So it's the quality is going to be the same at every seating.
And the variety of the bowls.
Of everyone's bowls in each seating.
Right.
So there's going to be no everybody needs to be there early. That doesn't happen. Didn't happen last year, but people didn't know it.
Yeah, that's
one thing we are asking this year that is a new procedure. We're asking people to come about 15 minutes earlier than their tickets say so they can have a good length of time to hand-pick the bowl that they want before we're ready to fill it up with soup. So come about 15 minutes earlier than your tickets say.
That's right. The seatings are 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30, and you're also having, this is new this year, 50 tickets that can be takeout tickets?
Yes, we found last year that there was a number of people that wanted the bowl, but due to conflicts around town that night of the event, they weren't able to stay for dinner. So one of our committee members had the idea to have takeout tickets. And the takeout tickets sell for the same price, but you virtually get exactly the same product. You come in, you pick out your bowl anytime between 5:45 and 8 o'clock. You pick out your bowl, and we'll give you a takeout meal of wonderful soup and handmade desserts from the Medical Alliance and gourmet bread and some iced tea, and you go home and eat it.
There you go. And you get to keep the bowl afterwards. That's what's so neat about this. These are gorgeous bowls. And I know last year when I was there, I sat at a table where, you know, everybody was, I don't know if I should give you that bowl to wash out. Will you bring back my bowl? It was a lot of fun last year. I know it's going to be even more fun this year because this year you've even added music, right?
We had entertainment last year.
Oh, that's right.
Ken Kittle.
That's right. Ken did.
But Ken is out of town this year. He's a longtime soup kitchen volunteer and was sorry he couldn't be there. But Ashby Stokes, our almost world famous, international famous,
sure.
Ashby Stokes is going to be providing the dinner entertainment this year. We thank Ashby for donating his time to us.
Well, that's going to be terrific. So we've got all this going on. It all happens October 14th. Tickets are $20, what's left of them. And, of course, they do have the 50 tickets that they don't have that many left of those, though, do you?
We have about 15 takeout tickets and about 15 tickets for 7:30. And anyone that would first come, first served, anyone that would like either a takeout ticket or a 7:30 ticket, please call me as soon as you can. My number is 227-3421, 227-3421. That's my home number. Just ask for Norm Fawcett, and I'll be glad to set those tickets aside, and we'll work through the U.S. Postal System.
Okay, all right. Hey, that sounds great. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we have Jamie
Terracitas,
there you go. I was so sure I had it, but as usual, I failed. But, hey, we're going to be talking to Jamie Terracitas. She is the president of the Greenwood County Medical Alliance. Boy, I tell you what, when we talk rocket science, we've got somebody that can talk it. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth. With love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's topic is empty bowls for soup kitchen. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
That's right. It is a fundraiser for the Greenwood Soup Kitchen. It is a terrific promotion. I mean, here's the deal, folks. For $20, you get to pick your own pottery bowl made by local potters. That's right. We're not talking about... Walmart bowls. No, folks. These are handmade, handcrafted bowls by some of our local potters right here in Greenwood. And the fun thing about this, too, last year was seeing who had signed the bowl and knowing who the potter was that had made the bowl. That was pretty cool, Donna.
It was, and most of the potters will be there Thursday night in the bowl room and helping you pick out your bowl. And we get a charge out of seeing how people react to the bowls, too. We really enjoy, everybody enjoys a few strokes every once in a while.
Hey, that's what it's all about. You know, one of the things that I remember your bowls, you brought me one last year that was the thumb, like, for having snacks and everything. And then, of course, when I ended up there that night, I decided, well, we needed two of them, so I found another one of those bowls that was there, too. So that was pretty cool. But Jamie Terracitas, was that correct?
Terracitas.
Yes, Jamie Terracitas. You are president of the Greenwood County Medical Alliance, and What the heck is the Greenwood County Medical Alliance?
Well, we're an organization of physician spouses. We have a few dentist spouses also in there, and we are involved in service projects for different health-related causes for Greenwood's residents. We're involved in Healthy Learners. We raise money for a nursing scholarship for Piedmont Tech and Lander students. We are volunteering regularly at the food bank, and Empty Bowls is in its second year that we've been involved with it.
That's right. Now, of course, this is, and one of the other things you do is because the medical community is so large, is helping assimilate, I'll use that word, bring people into Greenwood and help them learn about Greenwood, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we provide a lot of support and just friendship, social activities for physicians' families, and we do make a real effort to welcome those new physicians and their spouses and children to Greenwood. One of the things we're working on right now is beginning a playgroup for the younger moms with small kids. So we just met for the first time last week.
Well, that's great. Now, you told me you've been here 12 years, and of course, your husband is a doctor here. And what is his specialty?
It's ear, nose, and throat. He works at Greenwood ENT.
That's right. So where did you go to school?
I went to Georgia Tech, and so did my husband, Greg.
And this is a very interesting story, folks. What were you majoring in? What did you get a degree in?
In aerospace engineering.
And what about your husband?
He also got a degree in aerospace engineering, but decided along the way that he wanted to be a physician. So he went to Emory Medical School after he finished at Georgia Tech.
Wow. Now, I guess that was a blast.
Ha!
Now, what have you... So you've worked in that field now, yes?
Mm-hmm.
What have you done?
I worked at NASA Langley.
NASA Langley.
Woo! Mm-hmm, in Newport News, Virginia. Also then moved back to Atlanta and worked for Georgia Tech Research Institute.
What made you want to go into that?
Oh, boy, I don't even remember.
That's such an interesting but such a different career
mm-hmm.
to go into. I just were you always fascinated in high school or junior high or...
Well, I think as a high schooler, I had a lot of different interests, and I changed my mind a lot about what I wanted to be. I remember wanting to be a teacher of blind and deaf.
That's interesting.
My mother laughs about me walking around with a blindfold and a stick, you know, trying to see what it was like not to be able to see. I wanted to study languages, and for a while I was really interested in that. And then a friend, when I was in 11th grade, said, I can't believe you aren't interested in engineering, because I was really interested in science and math, and I said, well, what does an engineer do? And that started all of that, and I think that conversation just came along at the right time, and I ended up going to Georgia Tech.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever want to be a astronaut?
I did. Actually, when I started, I was in Air Force ROTC, and I was interested in becoming a pilot and maybe an astronaut someday. And then a friend took me up in his little Cessna two-seater plane, and it made me sick as a dog. And I thought, well, I guess I really like engineering, and I'd rather be sitting at a desk working out a math problem.
That's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you have two children.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are they?
Our daughter is 15, and our son is 12.
What does your daughter think she wants to do?
She's interested in medicine.
Is she really?
Right now, she says she wants to be a doctor. She followed my husband around for a while at the hospital and at his office, and she's very interested in medicine.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. very cool. All right. Well, anyways, this is a great organization to help, and it is all about service to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And how has it been putting together Empty Bowls this time? You've been you're the president now. How was that?
I'm the president, but there are a couple of other people in our organization who've been more involved with Empty Bowls. Maureen Kilburn is our alliance contact for Empty Bowls, so she's been scheduling people to make soup and desserts. She's been scheduling volunteers to work at different times, and Lynn Eisenhower has been involved from the beginning with just some of the beginning planning of working all this out last year. This is our second year to have Empty Bowls.
That's right. Now, of course, the soup, here's the issue, the soup. You have, there's all different kinds of soups, and then there's bread, and don't even some of the members make some of the bread on this?
Most of the bread is donated by Wesley Commons.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of our members are making soup and desserts.
Soup and desserts. So you will not go hungry. This is all homemade food. You are going to love it. How has it been to be president of this organization? How is it?
Lately, it's been a little busy.
I'll bet.
But this is kind of when we, the time of the year when we get everything going. And so we've had a welcome event, welcomed a few new spouses into our organization, and trying to start this play group, as I said. We're getting started with the fundraising for our nursing scholarships. And so we've got a lot of balls in the air right now.
That's terrific. Well, I think this is fun. Now, I just want to ask one question. How did you end up being the president? Did you not show up for that meeting? That's what everybody always says. I didn't show up, and I got on that committee.
Well, I was there, but sometimes it just gets to be your turn. So
it's your
was
turn.
My turn this year.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right. Well, anyways, Norm, a little bit about Empty Bowls. It's an organization. It's not an organization. It was an idea. Tell us a little bit about it.
In the early 90s, an art teacher by the name of John Hartoum out of Michigan had the idea that if he could ever put together the local potters into something that obviously ended up being Empty Bowls, into a concept called Empty Bowls, and got those potters to help fight hunger, that it would be a neat thing that the community could support. And so Empty Bowls concept has been around for, I guess, close to 20 years now. Donna can speak to it, too, because Donna was actually the one that brought the concept to us last year. And it's been around for 20 years, and it is now an international movement. There are some of the big cities in the U.S., Milwaukee, I can remember on their website, 1,500 to 2,000 people will be served with Empty Bowls on the Empty Bowls concept. And the Empty Bowls concept and the Empty Bowls name is given away to organizations. They don't charge us to use their idea. They don't charge us to use their name. They don't charge us to use their logo. They're terribly giving people, and all they ask is that we let them know our event is happening so it can go on their website and people can see that this concept to fight hunger around, literally around the world, mainly in U.S. and Canada at this point, but there are Empty Bowl programs going on as we speak around the world.
Wow.
But Donna brought this concept to us as a potter last year, and we will be eternally grateful.
Well, Donna, you know, you had seen it somewhere else, correct?
Yes, I had seen it in Chicago when I was there on vacation visiting my son, and thought it was so great. And I donated to other organizations that were doing Empty Bowls when it would come up. And several of us were talking at Piedmont Technical College, where we study pottery. And Donna Boyajian, Laura Baczynski, and Phyllis Collins and I thought it would be a great idea to bring to Greenwood. And then we started looking for someone to help and found the Medical Alliance and a willing participant in the soup kitchen in Norm Fawcett.
Oh, I can just see that. Gee, you want to do Empty Bowls as a fundraiser for it? Nah, we're not interested.
No,
hello.
No, we're not. You know, professionals are incredible. I can't count on my two hands the number of people that come up to me in a week and say, you know what you should do as a fundraiser for the soup kitchen, and then they expound and then they kind of walk away.
Right.
These people came with the idea, they grabbed a hold of it, and except for a few volunteers that know how to turn on the stove at the soup kitchen and know where the supplies are, they grabbed a hold of this thing and just ran with it. The Medical Alliance and the pottery people have, of course, not only made the bowls, but and recruited for soup and desserts. But they're selling tickets. They've sold over 325 tickets to their friends and families, and
And you know what's neat? You just sit down.
They just did everything.
Yeah, you just get your bowl of soup, you go sit down, and then if you need anything else, there is someone there to serve you, which has become the whole concept of the soup kitchen, correct?
That's correct. We recognize that we're dealing with people that have a lot less than we do, a lot less than many of the people in Greenwood. But they still deserve to be treated with the dignity and respect that any human being. And that's one of the nice things about having it at the soup kitchen, having empty bowls at the soup kitchen. There's a lot of people that come on the 14th that wouldn't normally see what we do at the soup kitchen. We are proud of what we do at the soup kitchen. And
it's such a nice facility, too.
We try to make it homey.
Yeah.
I was saying to someone yesterday, we could put the long rectangular tables and bring people in like cattle. We don't do that. We have round tables so people can feel a little bit better about the situation and comfortable that they're in. And we can only hope that people that come to the soup kitchen on the 14th agree with us that we are pretty proud of what we do over there.
Well, it's a fabulous facility. So, hey, we're going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner, host and Eller. Today's subject is empty bowls for soup at Soup Kitchen. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here. We're having a good time. But, hey, have you been to Sharp Facet's Facebook page today? Let me tell you, I got new silver in here. We've got some gorgeous new pieces. I want you to check it out. We just put some specials that are special because you're a Facebook person. So go check it out. A gorgeous, chunky bracelet. What do you think, Jamie? Is this cool or what?
I like it a lot, and it's sitting right here next to me.
That's right. It's regular $254, a Facebook special for $125. Check it out. It is so cool and chunky. And then how about this piece right here? I'll bet, Donna, as a potter here, you would appreciate this piece right here. This is an ammonite pearl, smoky quartz, handmade, handcrafted piece. What do you think about that one right there?
I think it's beautiful. I think the bezel work is just superb on it. I've done a little bit of jewelry making in the distant past, and it's a beautifully made piece. Very interesting.
That's right, and that's a true fossil. That ammonite right there is a true fossil right there. It is regular $189. It is 2 3/4 inches by 1.5 inches. It is on a Facebook introductory unbelievable deal, just $79.95. So that's only till 3 o'clock. Check it out on Facebook. And by the way, I got to say this, tomorrow is Giveaway Friday, and you know we've got that Panther watch. If you just send us a message and say, I want to win it, give us your name, hey, we'll put you in the hat to win a Panther watch from the NFL Panthers. Woo, how about that? Hey, Norm, you ought to join up here.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, anyways, we're actually talking about empty bowls. We're talking about the soup kitchen. This is an event going on October 14th. That's a Thursday night. That's a great night to have this. Seating's at 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30 with takeout available. This is unbelievable. Takeout available. Beautiful bowls donated by Gasp. And, of course, they make their own bowls. They do great designs. One of the things I like about this is last time I went to the 6:30 seating also, and I was afraid that all the good bowls would be picked over, but they separate them out, don't you, Donna?
We do. There's a good selection of every potter that's contributed bowls in every seating.
So you don't have to worry about that. And also, not only do we have this going on, but we have raffles going on. Now, tell us a little bit about that, Donna.
We do. It was very successful last year. We'll do a raffle at every seating. This year we've got some fantastic items. Laura Baczynski has donated a garden bell, and they're very popular. We're going to have a sweetgrass basket, pottery combination basket that is Dolores Newson does. She's been a sweetgrass basket maker for years.
That's a mouthful
and,
right there, a sweetgrass basket maker. There you go.
And I'm doing a terrarium that Connie Moody is going to be planting with
orchids.
PCOrchidsInc.com. And a busy time for her being the elections commissioner in Greenwood County, but she's volunteered to plant it and looking forward to seeing it.
Now, how much are the tickets at the raffle?
Would there be a single ticket for $5, three for 10.
So that's a bargain. So please, when you come to this event, you don't have to leave a tip on the table, but bring some cash to be able to purchase some raffle tickets. That'll just go to help them that much more, won't it, Norm?
Absolutely. And we also have the T-shirts. Another addition this year is event T-shirts.
Okay.
They will be selling for $10.
Right.
Obviously, we can make some additional dollars for the soup kitchen through sponsorships. Some wonderful companies in town have supported us. Their name will be on the back of the T-shirt. We have the all the T-shirts were donated by Action Sports. We thank our friends over at Action Sports and printed by Emerald Ink and Stitches and other great organizations, the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, Lander Dining Services, Greenwood Mop and Broom, Camp Chinkapin and Chinkapin Animal Hospital, as well as other people, have given a donation to have their name on the back of the T-shirts. They'll be selling for $10. And all proceeds, like everything else that's going to happen that night, goes to help feed the hungry in Greenwood.
Well, this is terrific. Now, you know, one of the things about this is last year you said you raised a little over $6,300, right?
Correct.
What do you think you're going to be able to do this year with more bowls, more options, T-shirts, and more donations? What do you think you're going to be able to do this year, Norm?
Our objective is $10,000 this year.
Wow.
$10,000. And with the tickets almost selling out at this point, as well as the sponsorships for the T-shirts, and the additional bowls that we, the additional income we have from the takeout tickets, we are going to make $10,000 this year. And that, people don't realize how important that is. It is an awful lot of money, but it's an incredible amount of money to us. Our annual cash budget at the soup kitchen, not recognizing the value of the donated food that we get, both the canned food and the food we get from restaurants, our cash budget is about $80,000 a year to feed the people of Greenwood. $10,000 on $80,000.
That's tremendous.
Figure it out. It's,
absolutely.
It's incredible with what this program does, as well as the programs that you do to support us, Ann. We couldn't possibly have been able to feed the increased number of people that we have fed over the last 2 years, with the economy being what it is. We couldn't possibly have done it from just regular donations. What you've done and what Empty Bowls has done has really helped fill the void.
Well, it certainly has, because I remember when we were doing the Traveling Diner Show and SKS, Soup Kitchen Saturday.
That's right.
That you were in the hole $5,000.
That's right.
And, of course, we did $3,800. And, of course, with what they're coming on board with, that ought to really make things a whole lot easier, because we keep seeing more and more people using the soup kitchen.
Yeah, I don't want to bore your listeners with a bunch of numbers, but people are amazed when they hear that in 2008, if you kind of look on that as the last normal year before the economic malaise that we're going through, we served 24,000 meals at the soup kitchen. In 2009, We served 34,000 hot meals, and we are going to be approaching 40,000 meals served this year. So when you go from 24,000 meals to 40,000 meals in a two-year period, it costs money, and it's Empty Bowls and SKS and Soup Kitchen Saturday and an old-time radio theater that has helped fill that void.
Well, you know, you can't say enough about what Empty Bowls is doing, and I know that that what people are going to get there is just terrific. But when you look at the fact that now you're serving meals Monday through Saturday to people, this is such a help to the community.
Well, we just experienced our first anniversary of offering meals on Saturday. For so many years, for the last 23 years, we served from Monday to Friday, and we decided that as a board that people still get hungry on Saturday. Why aren't we serving on Saturday? And this was in the middle of the kind of increases, cost increases that I just alluded to. It was a risk, but Greenwood has come through the way they always come through. And with Emmanuel Lutheran Church doing their soup kitchen on Sunday, Greenwood now has 7-day meal coverage and first time in its history.
We're going to have to hear a word from our sponsors, but I like the way you put that, the economic malaise. I have not heard it put that way before, Norm. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Norm Fossett, head of the Greenwood Soup Kitchen, Donna Conley, and Jamie Terracetus. I said it. Hey, we'll be back in just a minute. Don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's subject is empty bows, a fundraiser for the soup kitchen. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and I'm getting hungry. I'm getting hungry. You know, I've got a beautiful potter's bowl here. This is the type of thing that you want to be part of. If you went last year, you know what we're talking about. If you didn't go last year, get your tickets now. Call Norm Fossett after 1 o'clock. Not right at this minute because he's on the air with me right here, but give him a call, 227-3421. That's 227-3421. $20 per person, $15 for children 12 and under, and they still get the bowl too, huh? Yeah, so what a deal. That is a real deal. Do I look like I'm 12?
Yes.
Right answer, Norm. All right, but we want to talk about some of the organizations that are donating. You have a real major sponsor that's helping you out with the soup this year.
Yes, Chef Harl over at Lander University Food Services have stepped up. Chef Harl has been helping us out at the soup kitchen with food donations most of the year, and he is going to produce about 25 of the 55 gallons, 25 gallons of soup, different varieties, so it's not going to be all the same old, same old. And anyone that
make
has
small
been,
batches of different types of soup. Yeah.
Anyone that has been to Lander for their Sunday brunch knows that it's a special place. And Chef Harl and his wife have been very generous in contributing 25 gallons of soup. And this year we'll also have the Greenwood Country Club. Howard's on Main is doing some soup. We've already mentioned that a number of the Alliance members of who just like plain cooking will be making their soup. Mary Woodowis will be doing her vegetarian soup this year, which was a big hit last year.
Vegetarian chili or something, was it?
That's what she said.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
And many, many others. I know I've left out a lot, but...
all contributions help in this, though. All contributions, right?
Absolutely.
This really, you have to say, this is a gift of love, isn't it?
It is. It is. And that's not unusual to me. I've been here 10 years and have been involved in the soup kitchen for 8 years. And it's not unusual for me to see Greenwood give gifts of love. That's the only reason we're in business, quote, business.
That's right. So the Greenwood Soup Kitchen, they will serve approximately, what do you think, 40,000 meals this year, right?
Our current estimates would approach 40,000 meals this year, yeah.
So now, you know, one of the things that, of course, you can come to this event, you can participate in this event, they would love to have if you can squeeze out a little extra money and leave a contribution. They would love that. And if you'd like to make a contribution, though, to the Greenwood Soup Kitchen, That would be terrific, too, wouldn't it, Norm?
Yeah, absolutely. This is an important part of our budget, as I've already mentioned, but there's the remainder that needs to go on in November and December and January and February and March and April and May.
And those are tough months coming up, right?
They
because
are.
It gets cold, it's they don't have as much source for food and everything, so it's an important time to participate. The other thing is, donations through your normal sources are a little bit slower, aren't they?
They are slow, and you would recognize that. About 60% of the money that comes in to support the soup kitchen comes from churches. Churches are not...
They're hurting, too,
with their budgets and their giving. So it's a tough time, and I know we're going to, like everyone knows, we're going to get through this, and the soup kitchen will get through it, too. But anyone that would like to make a contribution, our address, checks, of course, can be made out to the Greenwood Soup Kitchen. Our address is 929 Phoenix Street in Greenwood. We are located at the United Center for Community Care, and the zip code is 29646.
And one of the other things is you invite people to come by and see. Now, when exactly do you serve lunch?
Our volunteers start about 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and we cook from 9 to 11. We serve from 11 to 12 and a quick sweep up, and we're usually gone by about 12:30. So any volunteers, and we have about 100, currently now about 180 people in Greenwood that donate their time, that volunteer their time to help cook and serve meals. It's a morning commitment, and as I say, it's from Monday to Saturday. The Monday to Friday crews tend to be obviously retired people, mostly
mm-hmm.
retired people, or stay-at-home moms. The Saturday crew are really special because they're the ones that have been working 10, 12 hours a day, 40, 50 hours a week, and give up their Saturday mornings to come in and volunteer at the soup kitchen. They tend to be career people.
That's right. So they give of their off-duty time to come in and help out at the soup kitchen.
Absolutely.
Now, and I guess if somebody was interested in being a volunteer, they could give you a call?
Absolutely. Same number, 227-3421.
Yeah, one of the other things I was thinking, you know, you always like cans of vegetables and this type of thing, right? Don't you take
we have we're blessed to have more space than we've ever had over at the United Center. We have now been there about 18 months, and we have a very well stocked pantry or a large pantry that can be well stocked. Sometimes it's not, but yes, even a half dozen cans of beans or corn or beef stew or apple juice or anything is we gratefully accept it, and all those products can be dropped off any day, Monday to Saturday, from about, as I say, 9 a.m. to noon.
I tell you what I was thinking. Since you're going to be coming to this Empty Bowls, why not go through the pantry, look and see if there's some extra things that you have, put them in a bag, and bring them that night? Now, that wouldn't be a bad idea, would it?
Thank you.
There.
Wonderful idea.
That's
we
what
can
I was
always
thinking.
Count on you for good ideas.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, you can just bring them, drop them off. It's one stop. Bring some cans. That's right. Whether it's two or three or one or two. Get the kids, if you bring in your kids, and bring some down there. That would be a great time to do that,
it
right?
It would. We have some families that come in and bring their kids with them, and we give them a little tour, and some as young as 5, 6, 7 years old, and we believe it's very important. We're very excited that Emerald Interact and the Junior Civitans are involved. We also think it's very important that children get involved and realize that when you come to volunteer at the soup kitchen, son of a gun, you might even have some fun. And it's a good lesson to learn that you can actually have fun and do good at the same time. And teenagers love working at the soup kitchen, and we're so proud and happy to have Emerald Interact and the Junior Civitans working with us. It was really that introduction from last year's event that caused these people, these young young adults to come and work on Saturdays. We had a regular crew from the Emerald Interact Club coming every Saturday, 3, 4, 5 of them last year. And it was Empty Bowls that introduced them to it.
That is terrific. You know, one of the things I was thinking, though, Norm, is we need more young people to get more involved, because hopefully some of us will be able to sit down someday and have new people taking over. Don't you think, Norm?
My knees agree with you. Yes.
Well, Donna, I know that you are thrilled to be doing this again this year. It is the program that is happening down there in Edgefield with the Potters. That's a fabulous program, isn't it?
It is a great program. We have a fantastic instructor, Gary Klontz, who's in his last couple of semesters here. He'll be going back to North Carolina to throw his own bowls, but he's a fantastic instructor. Piedmont Tech has been great in supporting us with empty bowls, because if you could see the undone bowls lined up on the shelf down there that we're firing at Piedmont Tech, you wouldn't believe it. It's going to be a busy 2 weeks from now in October 14th for us.
That's right.
It's a wonderful program, and I encourage anyone who's interested in pottery to contact Piedmont Tech and find out about the program.
Now, they have a program from a START program through a two-year program, isn't that right?
It is. It's you can get an advanced pottery certificate, and when you finish that, you're pretty much ready to go out and make your living as a potter. Now, there are business classes and
it's a whole program.
Pottery classes.
Yeah, but it is in Edgefield, correct?
It is. Edgefield has such a rich history in pottery, going back before the Civil War, and they put it in Edgefield because of that history.
That's right, and I guess because of the red clay, right?
Yes.
We have plenty of red clay. Well, Jamie, boy, I bet since this is really your first experience with empty bowls here, is it?
It is.
I'll bet you're waiting to see how this all comes together, huh?
I'm very excited. Last year I heard so many wonderful things about the program, and our alliance was very involved then, but I wasn't there last year, so I'm excited to be able to see it firsthand myself.
Well, I'm excited to be able to go again this year. That's right. You're going to get everything from your own bowl that you get to pick out to your own particular brand of soup. Lots of choices will be there, to bread and homemade desserts. This is a bargain, folks, $20 per person. Only a few tickets left, 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30. The only tickets you have left, though, for sit-down is 7:30. Is
that
right?
The only sit-down tickets are 7:30, and we have some takeout tickets left.
So
please, may I give my number again?
Absolutely.
227-3421. And also the T-shirts. We have a limited number of event T-shirts that we talked about. If you want to reserve a T-shirt or reserve a size of a T-shirt, you can also call that same number.
227-3421, the one, the only, Norm Fawcett, head of the Greenwood Soup Kitchen, doing a great job and always working to improve the lives of those that have need right there at the Greenwood Soup Kitchen. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This event is coming up October 14th. You got to be involved. If you can't come to it, maybe you can get a takeout ticket and enjoy your soup the next day. But the deal is you still get a soup bowl, folks, so a handmade soup bowl. Where else can you do that? Only at Empty Bowls at the Greenwood Soup Kitchen on October 14th. I'm out of time. Check out our Facebook page on Sharp Passes. You'll be glad you did. This is your favorite radio station, WLMA, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Hey, Norm. Hey, Jamie. Hey, Donna. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you,
Ann.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.